one is the book of Psalms. It's going to be the 142 chapter of Psalms. I'm going to read about 7 verses there, and then I'm going to jump over to the book of Matthew, I believe. Yeah, Matthew. As soon as you find it, read with me. Psalms 142, 1. I love this. Brother Kurt. I cried unto the Lord with my voice.
Hallelujah.
With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before Him. I showed before Him my trouble. How many has done that today?
Yes, sir.
They got down on their knees and they cried out to the Lord and showed Him their trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed with me, then Thou knowest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they cleverly laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto Thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise the name. The righteous shall compass me about, for they shall deal bountifully with me. How many people felt their soul has been in prison? They've been locked up in chains. I thought about the Lord is your answer today.
Yeah.
How about if you can get down on your knees and cry out to Him and just get a touch from the Lord? Thought about He'll help you. He'll help you.
Yes, He will.
Book of Matthew. I love this story here. I thought, how many people know that Peter was a great apostle of the Lord?
Yes, sir.
Thought about he taught about the Lord. He had his own book in the Bible. Thought about he was a good person.
Bless him, Lord.
Book of Matthew, the 14th chapter, the 22nd verse. It says that straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitude away.
Wow.
And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. How many know sometimes our ship gets tossed with waves and storms that come against us, and every now and then we get contrary.
Uh-huh.
And it says, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out from fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Now here's where Peter comes in. It says, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me come unto Thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus.
Right.
I love this right here. If you ever studied English, normally when you hear a but, it means sometimes something has changed in the last sentence. He said, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto them, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Now let me bring you back up to that 30th verse there. It says, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Brother Kurt, that scripture there told me Peter once had his eye on the Lord, but then he turned his eye away from the Lord and began to look on the winds and the storms that was coming against them. I thought about sometimes spiritually, we'll look to the left and we'll look to the right, and we'll get our mind off the Lord, and we'll get more trouble on us. I thought about when it's time for us to look toward heaven. I thought about it's time for us to look toward Jesus. He is our answer today.
Yeah, come on, man.
Shadrach, when the band of God, was in the fiery furnace. I thought about God was with him. I thought about when Daniel was in the lion's den. God was with him. I thought about when Hezekiah had an army. I thought about God was with him. God is able to help us today in a day of trouble. The Bible tells us, I will lift my eyes into the hills, for whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. What amazing Lord we serve today. If we can stand faithful to him, he can help us all the way. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew, he said, I will go all the way, even unto the end of the world. I thought about what I promised today. I thought about friends will leave you behind. I thought about he'll, they'll discourage you, they'll put you down. I thought about the Lord will keep you up. He'll teach you and he'll lead you. He'll watch over you. He'll be your doctor. He'll be your lawyer. He'll be your banker. Amen. I thought about God is able today to help us.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
I love this. Let's go on. 33. I'm going to go down to the 33rd verse. It's when they're coming to the ship, the wind ceased. I love this. One part it says, what manner of man is this that even the seas obey him?
Uh-huh.
But this part says, then that they were in the ship came and worshipped him. Oh, Lord. Saying of a truth, thou art the Son of God. What about that? They recognized who was in the ship to them to that day, who was walking on the water that day. They knew the Lord because he seen the winds begin to cease when Peter was scared and frightened. I thought about when you're scared and frightened and when you see the Lord move, you know it's him. I thought about, I know his voice today and you better know his voice today. I thought about, it's important to know his hand, know his voice. But it's a privilege to serve him and the beauty of holiness.
Amen.
Yes.
Help
him, Lord.
What about there was one place in the Bible where it talks about the Lord sleeping astern. And the disciples began to get scared when the raging storms come upon them. But he raised up from that stern and in that ship, and the Bible says that he rebuked the wind, and the wind ceased. And then he turned to the disciples. He said, where is your faith? Where did your doubt? I thought about sometimes we get to the point where we start to doubt the movement of the Lord.
Yes.
I thought about we get to the point where we start to feel discouraged and say, Lord, where are you? What about God is still there?
Yes, he is.
He's still there today, folks. If we can just trust in him and lean in him today. What about he is faithful to us? What about the Bible tells us that he's a faithful God. He's a just God.
Yeah.
He knows our troubles before we even ask.
Amen.
What amazing Lord we serve.
Yes, yes, yes.
Brother Kurt, what about when Evangelist, he said he went over to somewhere over in Africa. Said they was worshiping this water god. He said half of them was almost naked. All they had was tree limbs covering them. Said they began to pray to that god, and he said he was just sitting there and watched. Said he just observed, and said how they would just chant these words. But he said he got the time, the appointed time to preach to them. And he said he began to preach the word of God to them. And he started to see they had earrings in their ear. They had all kinds of necklaces on. And he said he began to preach the word to them. And he said he started to look out the crowd. And he said they started pulling their earrings out. They started taking off their necklaces. I thought about it took the gospel just to get a hold of them today. Thought about the word of God is real today. Thought about it's a powerful thing. You can get discouraged and feel so low, Brandon. Thought about I've been discouraged at times. Been low as I could be probably. And I could pick up the word. Pick up in the book of Psalms. Pick in the gospels. And begin to read. Brother Brandon. And start to find my help. Thought about he wrote it for us. This is our road map.
Yes, sir.
This is what helps us get along in this life. What about the Bible tells us Jesus himself said, don't care about these cares of this life, basically.
Yeah.
Don't worry about them. Serve him. Thought about praise him in the beauty. Thought about you need to praise him in the storm. We fail to praise him enough, guys.
Yeah.
We get to the point where we get slowful. And we don't lift up his name. I thought about we have a roof over our head and shoes on our feet and clothes
Amen.
On our back.
Amen.
I thought about if that's the only thing that you have, that's something to thank God for.
Amen.
Thought about we serve a real God today. There was a brother. I'll show you just how real he is. Brother of the church I know real well. Said his brother was an alcoholic. Said he drunk all the time. Said brother, and his name was Jody. But he said he talked to his brother, tell him about the Lord and try to get him to convince to come to church. And he said his brother would always turn an ear away from him, didn't want to talk to him.
Bless him, Lord. Help him, Jesus.
Said, I'll serve the Lord another time.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I'll have plenty of time to serve him. But about one night, he drank way too much. Said he was heading home. And said he lost control of his vehicle. Went off to a cliff. Flipped it 3-4 times. Said the ambulance got to the scene, the police and everything was there. So they came upon the wreck and the car was just total, smashed all to pieces. Said he got the brother out and they put him into the ambulance and they started to check on him and there wasn't no pulse. So they started to check his bones. Said they couldn't feel any bones. He just like jello, they said. They got him to the hospital. The doctor came into the room and looked at him and said he's dead. He's gone. He called that man, that brother that I know, and called him up and said, you need to just come down here. We believe we have your brother. We need you to come down and identify the body. Said, I'll be on my way. Bawling. Said he was crying. Said he got to the hospital and he walked into the room and the doctor was standing there and they had a sheet over him. And the doctor said, I'm going to pull this back, but before I pull it back, he said, I'm going to tell you, it's not pretty. He said, you may see some things that you've never seen before. Said he pulled that gurney back. Said he looked down and he said he couldn't even recognize it was his brother. Said the bones, his face bones, his back and everything, it was broke. Knees and everything was broke. He was dead. And he said, doctor, would it be okay just to get just a little bit more time alone with my brother? The doctor said, that'd be fine. He kneeled down at his bedside and said, Lord, your Bible tells me that you would save my house. You would save my family. I don't want my brother to go out lost. He said he began to cry and the Lord started to speak to him. Told him to go over to the wall and pick up the phone and call the people of the church to pray. Said he got on the phone and he told the people to pray and said, pray with everything that you have. I'm going to try my best to rise, my brother. Said they prayed for 2 or 3 hours straight. Said he walked over there after they got done praying. Said he walked over there, put his hand upon his brother's head, and said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I say rise. And said when he took his hand off, he seen movement out of his brother's leg. Started seeing movement out of his brother's arm. And said all of a sudden, his brother just rose up from that gurney. Looked at him and said, brother, would you give me a tissue? I have blood in my nose. The monitors were going off, beeping. The doctor come running in. Said the doctor almost fainted. Scared him half to death. Said this can't be. He was dead. I've already pronounced him dead. There was no bones in his body. He said, well, the Lord, Jody, the brother that I know, looked at the doctor, said the Lord healed him. Doctor looked at him and said, yeah, right. Something was wrong. He said, well, let's just get some x-rays. The doctor said, let's take you down there and get some x-rays. Brother Steve, I'm starting to feel the Holy Ghost. What about they got him down there to the x-ray room? Done some x-rays. Bring him back up to the room. Brother Jody was sitting there in the chair. The doctor, white as a ghost, said, right on his face, white as a ghost, said, I don't know how this can be. We x-rayed him before. We laid him on the gurney. Said every bone in his body was broke. But let me tell you, every bone that was in his body is put back together. What a God we serve today. Yeah. I thought about he's still today alive and kicking. What a God we serve today. I thought about it. If he can heal the brokenhearted, he can heal us today. Whatever trials and tribulations that come your way, God can help us today. If it's sickness, let God take control. I thought about it. If it's emotional help, God take control. There's a singing song about let God have control. Let God have his way. I want God to have his way. When the troubles and trials come against me, I don't want to take it in my hand, Brother Kurt, but I want God to have his way. He can help me along this way. Yeah. How about God is able?
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right, bro.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes. Lord's good to us, honey, folks.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
But there's been sickness that's come upon me sometimes. Brother Josh, I've prayed to the Lord to say, Lord, help me. Even though I'm sick, wife tried to take care of me. I'm sick. And it wouldn't be a problem, maybe 10 to 15 minutes and I start to feel better. But I could have went to the doctor and get some medicine to take care of it. But I know a God that's greater.
Yeah.
I know a God that's greater.
Amen.
He is able today to help you. Maybe it wasn't really a powerful shouting message like it was last night. But thought I hope that helped you tonight.
Yeah, come on.
We serve a God that's able. I always thought about that time. When Daniel was in the lion's den. Brother Kurt, I don't know exactly if they ever fed the lions when Daniel was in there. Before they put him in there. But I could always, when I read that scripture, I could always picture the lions circling Brother Daniel Teddy, circling him, wanting to devour him. I thought about what the Bible tells me. That the Lord put pillars in their mouth that they couldn't eat him. I thought about what a God we serve. I thought about when Meshach and Shadrach and Abednego was in the fiery furnace. That king said, make it 7 times hotter than it normally was. And this was to glorify God. And the Bible says not even the clothes was even singed. And Brother Kurt, he didn't stop just there. He didn't stop just there. That king said, if any man speak against the God of Meshach and Shadrach and Abednego, they shall be put in the fiery furnace. Thought about God made a witness to him. What a God we serve today.
Amen.
What a God we serve today. Amen. He loved Lot so much that he told Lot to pack up his family and leave. And what did he do to Sodom and Gomorrah? He destroyed it. He loves us enough to warn us, folks, when troubles come. Thought about when traps are set. He's able to love enough for us to help us.
Amen.
We serve an almighty God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
What about Sister Madeline would tell about stories about how the Lord had healed her child. But about one came to my mind as the Spirit of the Lord led me to. What about one of her daughters was walking out there in the yard and stepped on a nail and he went right through her. And she said that the Lord told her to go pray for her. So she picked up her child and took her over to the barn and prayed. And wept over that child. And the nail just come right out. What about she was worried about maybe the sickness would fall upon it. I don't know exactly what it's called. But that child is still healed today. What about if the Lord has moved for you today? You've got somebody to praise Him. What about you got time to praise Him? We're serving awesome God today. What about the Lord's good? I hope that helped you. Maybe it wasn't much. But I'm so glad I serve a real God.
Amen.
He's real today. You know, they used to say a saying, when the Lord sends tests our way, trials our way, He's kind of like a school teacher. He's real quiet in the test. He just wants to see how well you can handle. You know, the Bible tells us that He would not give enough that you can't bear. But I thought about the Bible tells us that He would give you strength. He would give you courage to make it through it. We serve a real God today.
Yes, sir.
We serve a real God today.
Amen.
I hope I helped you.
Yes.
The devil fights my mind, but you know, I'm going to go on.
Amen.
I'm going to go on.
Yeah, hold on.
I'm going to go on for Jesus just the same.
That's right.
What about when trials and things come my way? I want to be able to stand.
Yes.
I want to be able to stand and say, Lord, help me.
Yes.
What about when your troubles and trials come your way? Just reach out to the Lord. We serve an awesome God.
Yes.
I'd like to make an altar. It'd be a perfect time to pray.
Yes, sir.
No matter what your troubles and trials may be, they're so little to Him.
Yes,
so little to Him. Even though they're so big to you, they're so little to Him. Come on, let's pray.